We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hachos Tzitzis Siman Yud. Siv Vav says the Mechaber. Ein Koflin Es Hatalis Umatilin Tzitzis Al Knafeha Kamoshi Kfula. It is not appropriate to fold your talis and then place the tzitzis on the four corners which now appear because you have folded the talis. The Mishnah Berurah says because if you end up unfolding it, then it turns out that the tzitzis are not on the four corners. Rather, there are two sets of tzitzis strings which are in the middle of the baguette, as that's what happens when you fold it and then you unfold it. If you really wanted it to remain, then you would have sewn it up. You wouldn't have just folded it. So the fact that you didn't sew it shows that you're planning on unfolding it at some point. So those are not the actual four corners, and it's going to end up being in the middle. The Ramah adds, Aval, Tzarech lahatab arvut nafeha pshutim. Says the Ramah, if you folded it, and you want to place it tzitzis somewhere, then you have to actually place it at the real four corners, which ends up actually being two corners and two corners right next to each other. The Mechaber then says, Elim kein tefara kula, vafil miruch achas. The only time that you can place it tzitzis on those four corners is when you have actually sewn it up. Even if you only sew it up at the bottom on one side, you can then place the tzitzis on what now appears to be the four corners, as I guess we don't fear that you are then going to end up opening it up and those strings will actually be in the middle. There are Madan's adds, Eviyesh Omrim, there are some who say, Techayavan afil below tfir, that you need to put tzitzis on the four corners, even if you do not sew it up, because as long as it is folded over, says Mishnah Berurah, that is the way that the talis appears, and therefore you would need to put them on the four corners, which appear to be the four corners, even though it is possible that you will unfold it and those strings will end up being in the middle. Says the Ramah, so if you do that, if you have the talis folded, so we're not sure whether and not sewn, we're not sure whether you're obligated to put the tzitzis strings on the four corners that appear to be the four corners now or not. Therefore, says the Ramah, it is best to put tzitzis on those four corners, but don't make a bracha if you put it on. The Mishnah Berurah says that the conclusion of the Achronim is that it's better not to wear this folded talis at all, unless you sew it up. If you sew it up and you're unlikely to unfold it, then you can place the tzitzis on those corners. But if it's not folded up, then it's better not to put yourself in the situation at all where you will be in this case of suffolk, whether you should make the bracha or not. Because as the Shaar HaTzion points out, the Ikar Halacha is like the Mechaber, that if you do fold the talis, then you should be putting the tzitzis on the four corners that are right next to each other and make a bracha on it. So what comes out is that the Mechaber says you should put the tzitzis on the four actual corners and make a bracha on it. The Ramah says don't make a bracha on it. If you're in the situation, says the Shaar HaTzion, you should make a bracha on it, but it's better not to wear a folded talis at all. Continuing the Mechaber, Hittel tzitzis al tzitzis. If you put tzitzis on the same corner, two sets of tzitzis right next to each other, im niskaven levata harishona, if when you place the second set of tzitzis on that corner, you were planning on taking off the first set, chotech harishona ukshera, then you can cut off the first set and you're fine. Im niskaven lehosif, if you wanted to add on to have two sets of tzitzis on that one corner, afal pisha chasach achas mishayim psula, then even if you cut off one of the sets, those are pasul tzitzis, because of the issue of tasa velom in aasui that we saw earlier. The Ramah as v'yesh machshirim b'chol lingim v'cheinikar. There are some who say that it's fine if you do it this way also, having in mind to put both on and then cutting one off, that's going to be fine too. And the Ramah says that's what the halacha is. V'kodem shechasach harishon is pasul b'chol lingim. But before, if you haven't cut them off and you have two sets of tzitzis on there, so then they will be possible. Because as long as you have two sets of tzitzis on there, you are over on Baal Tosef, and therefore the tzitzis are not kosher. Sif Zayin, Malbushim, Shehim, Psuchim, and Atzadin, Lamata. If you have clothing which are open on the sides towards the bottom, the Yeshlem, Arba, Knafos, Latzad, Mata, Ulamalahim, Sumim, and there are four corners on the bottom of the garment, and towards the top they are closed. So they're open on the sides at the bottom and closed on top. Im rubo sasu impater. If the majority of the side is closed, then they are exempt from tzitzis. Im rubo pasuach chayav. If the majority of the sides are open, then they are obligated in tzitzis. Im chetzio sasu pasuach. If they are half open and half closed, matilin oso lechumra v'chayiv b'tzitzis, then we say you have to be stringent and put tzitzis on it, vein yosim bo b'Shabbos, but you can't go out in such a baguette on Shabbos because the tzitzis are considered to be an item which you are carrying, which is prohibited to go out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, as you are not fulfilling the mitzvah, potentially, with those tzitzit. If you had a piece of clothing which was, majority was closed on the sides, so they were exempt from tzitzit, but you put tzitzit on them anyway, and then you cut the sides so that now it became obligated in tzitzit, those tzitzit are pusul because of the concept that we saw earlier of tasa l'omina asui, that you need to put the tzitzit on when the beged is actually chayev. In terms of the beged, which is half and half, where he said you have to put tzitzit on it, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha on it, and the Magen Avraham says that not only can you not go out into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you can't go out into a Carmelis either, but most Achronim disagree and say that you're allowed to go into a Carmelis with the tzitzis that you're suffic, whether you're Yotzei the Mitzvah with or not. How does this become practical for us? If one has a shirt which actually has sleeves, then the area of the sleeves is considered to be closed. So therefore, in most situations, anytime you have a shirt, even if it's cut a little bit on the bottom like some polo shirts are and it appears to have four corners, it's not going to be chayev because that's rove, the majority of the sides is closed up, so it's not chayev. And even if it was somewhat open on the bottom, since you have those sleeves on top, that's considered to be closed. The question is, what if it doesn't actually have sleeve holes? What if it's just an area where the arms has holes for the arms, but they're not actually sleeves, like a poncho or something like that? Is that part where the arms go through, is that considered to be open or closed? So some say that that area is considered to be open, and we can make that as part of the open part, where if it's majority open, it will be chayv and tzitzis. And others say, no, it is considered to be closed. So therefore, the best thing to do is to be noheg l'chumra. If you have something which the majority is open, only including that area where you can stick your arm out of, so it's best to put tzitzis on it, but don't make a bracha on it, and don't go out in it on Shabbos. This is the conclusion of the Chayei Adam. So this is l'maisa when it comes to those ponchos, and it's also l'maisa, as we discussed earlier, in terms of the undershirt tzitzis, that at least in the beginning, many of the versions of the undershirt tzitzis were, the majority were actually closed on the sides, and therefore it was not really chayv and tzitzis, and you weren't yotzei the mitzvah with it. There's a question of if the shirt has snaps on the sides or buttons on the sides, that we will get to soon. One more point, the Lavush points out that if one is wearing a beged which is partially open and partially closed, but the majority is open such that it's chayv and tzitzis, that area has to be seen by all so that everybody knows that it is a beged that is chayv and tzitzis, and nobody thinks that you're making a bracha levatala on it.